News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts. Tulsa's chief of police announces he will retire in July. Chief Wendell Franklin has served as chief since 2020, but has been with the Tulsa Department for 27 years. Following his retirement, Franklin will work as head of corporate security for BOK Financial. Despite pay raises and large increases in the state's education budget, Oklahoma teachers' pay is still ranked well below the national average. The latest study by the National Education Association puts Oklahoma at 43rd in the nation for pay, with an average salary of $55,505 a year. The national average is nearly $70,000. The United Methodist Church has witnessed a fourth of its churches break away in the battle over keeping or dropping the church's longstanding ban on LGBTQ clergy. That separation may continue now that delegates to the General Conference overwhelmingly voted to drop the ban completely. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
All the years of study, all the miles on all the roads, all of the science, all the technology, all the hours, all the skill, all the danger. When it all comes down to it, it's all about the warning. And the team from the locally owned station has it better than anyone else.
News 9 tornado warning. News 9 tornado warning.
Get warned first from David Payne and his team. Only on Oklahoma's own News 9.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.